them from wearing face masks. She claimed the ban would help quell violence. It's done the opposite. America's listening to Fox News.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, and it's the name game, and this hour's name is Michael Harrell. Michael Harrell. You have until 5 o'clock to call us back at 396-5477, 396-5477, and make sure you're eligible to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings in the name game. Michael Harrell, 396-5477.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
And thank you there. Joey will not be with us this afternoon because I've been too lazy to push Rusty Aldridge to get that fixed. Rusty does some nice intros, though.
He does. Rusty's a talented man.
Sure is. Actually, the most electrifying story is there's an election tomorrow, folks, and we need to feel the electricity a little bit more. I'm a little concerned about apathy. I'm just not picking up the electricity that we should be. It's tomorrow now. And the next 4 years of our city's history are going to be written by one of two men, and one of them has taken the time to come and join us. David Woods, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
And Larry Stevens, good to have him in the house with us today. Larry's...
David and I were hanging out a little bit yesterday at the fair.
So you guys have kind of a long history.
Oh, yeah. We've go back a long way.
Yeah, we were talking the other night. I think since 1986 we've been friends.
At least. Yeah.
And Larry was doing morning drive for... He was the dominant DJ for decades in Montgomery.
If I'm not mistaken, you know, I was at 102, and when it was owned by another company, and they got into financial trouble down in with a TV station
out of
Florida that actually bankrupted the company. And which is one of the reasons I ended up leaving and going somewhere else. But we were the cash cow of the company, but this TV station just cost them millions.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at the time we were trying to hang in there because I'd heard that David Woods was trying to buy the radio station. Is that correct? I think you were trying to get a hold of it. You were talking with the Robinsons or something
right.
at the time. And I thought, well, if David Woods, I'll stick around if David Woods is going to be involved. But then it kept getting worse and worse.
You know what? I would work for David, too.
Oh, I would have had. I would have.
Well, thank you. But it was sort of sad because they were over-leveraged on the Tallahassee television
station. Yeah, you remember,
station.
And it just...
Yeah, and it was a deal that went sour. It's kind of unfortunate.
Took the whole company down.
But you know what? This is a businessman's skill, is to know where to invest and where not to. Not, you know.
They took a big risk. They bet the farm.
And lost.
It was sad.
We would like to... get some questions. If you have a call, we will not, however, allow speeches. I've heard a little bit of this. I'm not into people pontificating. If you have a question for David, we'll try it today. Rosie is here to take your calls at 272-9228 and get you queued up. And we'll come back and visit with David Woods in just a moment to wrap up our open for the hour. Mr. Electric is your go-to company now. You don't need to think about who to call if you need a repair, an installation, regardless. If it runs on electricity, you want a certified master electrician, you want people who give you a specific appointment time, which Mr. Electric does. We've had them out to our house twice to have a lot of stuff done, outlets moved, security lighting installed, our Ring doorbell system. They did all of it. I'm just not going to mess with it. If you're going to invest in something to add to the security or to the, what's the curb appeal of your home and it involves electricity, call people that know what they're doing. And that's Mr. Electric. They also give you an upfront price on whatever it is you want done, and that is the price you pay. Their number is 245-1566, 245-1566 for Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com. Back with David Woods, Larry Stevens, Rosie, and Seth, who is riding shotgun to Rosie, which can only make you a better person if nothing.
Woo.
Yes. Before all is said and done. 406.
Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a three-year-old girl was found dead in a pond this morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The sheriff tells us the girl's aunt says the child got out of her sight for 30 seconds, and when she turned around, the girl was gone. A bloodhound led authorities down a trail to the pond where the girl's body was found. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's mayoral runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three council seats have also moved to runoff elections. Educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With that cool front moving through the state, the risk of showers will continue well into the evening hours before ending overnight tonight. We'll also hang on to a tiny rain chance behind the front tomorrow. You won't feel much of a difference tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, but then much more comfortable tomorrow. The highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mid to upper 80s. Lows at night, though, in the low to mid 60s. In fact, I think even near 60 by Thursday night. It's going to be a nice change and maybe another cold front at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on Highway 14 at Grandview Road that's going to be right near the Walmart Supercenter as you head towards Millbrook off 65, so use caution in that area.
We had an accident a little bit earlier, 5400 block of Atlanta Highway out near the Krispy Kreme. Hopefully that's out of the way now, but use caution there. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, getting busy out of downtown Montgomery. The Boulevard is busy. I-65 and 85 are busy, but moving. A little bit of slowdown at the interchange. Other than that, everything looking okay. Be careful out there this afternoon. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon till 6. That's Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Votes. It doesn't matter who votes. It's what you gotta do. Votes. You gotta get out there and vote. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never cast a vote or cared about it anyway. But now the world has changed, I don't know what to do. Either way I vote, I think the country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can, I cannot choose. And I don't know who should win and who should lose. I wish the candidates could hand out booze. Won't you be to me.
We have all kinds of things in our system that are election related, so I pulled that Beatle parody out as David Woods joins us. I just posted on my Facebook page, if you can't call but would like to post a question there that we can ask David, feel free. He's going to be with us till 5 o'clock. Larry Stevens is in the house, and Larry, as a businessman and a lifelong Montgomeryan for the most part, right?
50 years.
50 years, that's a life.
That's more than I spent anywhere else.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You had chances to go to bigger markets for big bucks. And I had opportunities after I first came here to go back. But I chose to stay because I liked it here. I liked the town. I liked the convenience. No town is perfect. Everybody's got issues and flaws. But most importantly, I love the people. You know, part of what drives us to do what we do is we like to be liked. Mm-hmm. We like to do things that will make people like and listen to us. And I just, it doesn't matter. The size of the town has nothing to do. You can feel just as loved here as you can in Miami or Chicago or any other place I've worked. And that's why we care about this election. That's why we asked David to come by. I want to also discuss with David. Wow, there's a really good-looking guy on TV that says he's running for mayor.
Yeah, I see that.
Work for the school. Endorsed by the police. I think that's significant. I want to ask about that. But Steve is on the line at 272-9228 with a question.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Hi.
David.
Hello.
I'm kind of curious. Are you going to be able to have some people to help watch over the voting machines? Because they... Last time we had the election, they looked like a bunch of Three Stooges handling them. I wonder if you could try to be able to have anybody to help watch over that.
Yeah, that was something that came up earlier today as well. Who's watching the hen house, so to speak?
Well, there's several issues. We do have poll watchers. We've been doing poll watcher training for several days. We did poll watcher training today. We have a team assembled. And they're doing the training. So we'll have poll watchers tomorrow at almost all the polls. Mm-hmm. Also, the Secretary of State will have their employees visiting the various polls, making sure procedures are being followed. Because we do know on October or August 27th, there were some serious issues with irregularities, not following procedures, and, you know.
Is it, pardon my ignorance here, but is the probate judge in charge of the election?
Yes. He's the highest ranking election official in the county of Montgomery. He is over this election. And he should have recused himself.
I agree on that.
To limit,
just
especially,
for not saying he would have done anything shifty or underhanded, but the for appearances.
Yes, he could have turned it over to the Secretary of State.
You know, he had a disbarred lawyer.
Correct.
Managing it.
That's what he hired. I mean,
again, for appearances, everybody deserves a second chance. But having a disbarred attorney, somebody who lost their ability to practice law for having broken it,
that's serious.
That's not a good look at all.
Yes, and go ahead, Stephen.
That's putting somebody that already messed up in charge of something that is very important to the people, and it's so easy to have a little underhanding there that we don't need to have the look of that.
Right. Yeah, there's a second chance, we understand, but you also have to earn trust, and it takes a long time to earn trust. And in this situation, I think it was a mistake to put a disbarred attorney in charge of the election center.
Absolutely. Well, I hope nothing but the best for you. I stand behind you, and so does my family, and nothing but good luck and goodbye.
Well, thank you, Steve, and we just want to encourage you to go out and vote tomorrow. Remind your family to go out and vote and your friends, because it's about turnout.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the turnout percentage of eligible voters who turned out in the primary?
We had 31% vote on August 27th. One out of
That's
three
terrible.
Registered voters voted. So hopefully we can do better tomorrow. And if people like Stephen and his family will go out, we should be real pleased with the results.
Absolutely. Well, I hope to be able to hear some good news tomorrow evening.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call, Steve. 272-9228. We'd like to open it up. Please have a question if that you're ready to ask if you do call in and make touch with us. And Larry, all the things, you know, you kind of ran this down earlier. Where do you see the city's biggest needs right now? I know that crime is... I'm going to show you a graph here in a second, David, that just came in my show material today that ranks 1,000 American cities from most miserable to least miserable based on a number of factors, including lost population. Montgomery is 137th in terms of most miserable. So it's hard to describe.
Is that from the bottom?
Yeah, we're 137 from the very bottom of the list. That is not a good look. That is not a good place to be. How can we move that up? One of the reasons, one of the factors in determining this was population loss. Larry, you know people. Why?
Well, of course, you know, we still talk about the schools.
Yeah.
We had one of the folks from over at Maxwell speak to our Kiwanis Club of Montgomery a few weeks ago. Mm. And he says, I want to be honest with you guys. People are not coming here and bringing their families. He said, at one time, the Air War College, I forget how many the Air War College can accommodate.
Yes, ma'am.
But what was happening was that they couldn't fill up the classes at the Air War College because when people were offered the opportunity, they did not want to move to Montgomery, Alabama. And it was because of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, so here we are, people saying, we don't want to go to Montgomery, Alabama. And this is... These are military folks. I can remember when military folks were here, you know, our church at one time probably was 40% military. And today, I don't think we have an active military person in it because now it's people just aren't coming. Or they might come, it could be the man or the woman comes, the family stays somewhere else, they come for their little short stint, and then they go back. But they're not looking to come to Montgomery anymore. So we got a big problem with schools here. We got a huge problem. I think Montgomery's getting a reputation for crime problems. And
no doubt about that.
And people are moving out, and it's getting scary. They're moving out into other areas.
David had to take a phone call out of the room, and no surprise with the election tomorrow. There's a lot of last-minute business going on, so no problem with that. We'll have him rejoin us in just a moment. So let me repeat the name game name.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And this hour's name is Michael Harrell. Michael Harrell, if you'd like a shot at that $1,000 gift card from Dillon Rings, you need to call us by 5 p.m. at 396-5477, 396-5477.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Yin Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
We have just had breaking news occur during our show and our interview with David Woods, who now has to depart. And David, I'm going to let you tell the story.
Yeah, what happened today, Greg, was that we got a notification from the Elections Center office that we will be barred from the Election Center tomorrow.
Barred.
We're not allowed in all day nor tomorrow evening. Normally, where they're tabulating the votes, a candidate can come in, a poll watcher can come in, the media is there, Associated Press is there. And we observe the process of tabulating the votes.
Right.
Well, what they've done is tried to exclude us. So what we had to do is get an elections attorney. We have a team all assembled, and we filed a temporary restraining order. And I have to run to court in the next 3 minutes.
Whoa.
To make the appearance to try to prevent them from doing what they're trying to do. Every election cycle, this is the normal process. So we said earlier, the parties involved, including the candidate, have representatives.
Sure. You would think just...
In the election center.
In the interest of fairness,
yes, it's all a
slam dunk.
What we want is a fair, honest, and transparent election. And this just raises a big red flag.
It does.
Why would they prevent us from being in the election center after the problems they had on August 27th? This is straight out of Daryl Parker's office, the elections director that was hired by Stephen Reed. So we said earlier, he's a disbarred lawyer. That's an issue.
I'm sorry, that smells.
And my opponent in this race is in charge of all of this. So it's just a red flag as far as here's the question: are they trying to prevent the election process from taking place fairly? Why are they not transparent? Why have they closed the door tomorrow?
Good questions that
to
deserve
us.
Honest answers.
Well, when they tabulate votes, it's a public place, and we should be allowed in.
Well, I know you got to run.
Thank you, Greg.
No,
all
thank
right.
you. Good luck tomorrow.
Good luck, babe.
Thank you.
Good
thank
luck,
you voting
you
for
got you, sir.
That
is, it's so odd that somebody who is a part of an election is then in charge of the voting and that side of it. It should actually be that. That should be, as we talked about earlier, that they should recuse themselves and have someone who is not actually involved in the race at all.
You know, folks, we really, as we chose as a country with Donald Trump, to find people who are not part of the system, which translates to me as part of the problem. The system is really dysfunctional. We've been talking about schools since I walked in the door almost 15 years ago, and nothing's gotten better. Doesn't matter who they put in. It's the same old crap, basically. Racial politics, all of it. We need somebody who will look at that with a businessman's eye and say, this is what we're going to do to try and change it. because what's been going on, well, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. And it's costing the city big time. Huntsville got the Polaris plant. Mm-hmm. They got a good school system there. They might have picked us. We need more Hyundais and companies like that investing in this area because Alabama's a business-friendly state. Since we had to interrupt the break, Tommy and James, stay on the line. It'll be a minute and a half, and we'll be right back. I got to finish the break that we interrupted to say goodbye to David.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got Larry Stevens as a sidekick. Doesn't get much better than that. It's Greg. It's Happy Hour. Seth Spotlight with us. Rosie in the house. And we have a couple of calls. So let's go to Tommy first. Tommy, good afternoon.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm going to make it. I got a question for y'all. How do you get a crooked man to be loyal to you?
How do you get a crooked man to be loyal to you?
Right.
Well, in reading, because David just sent this to me just before the call came, he had to leave to, because they've asked for this, temporary restraining order. Mm-hmm. In reading this, the Montgomery Election Center, the clearinghouse for all federal, state, and local elections held in Montgomery County under the jurisdiction of probate judge Stephen Reed, who was also on the ballot. Vote tabulations, complaint responses, and administration of the election process occur in that center on election day. Reed's subordinates will be allowed inside the election center and are not subject to the ban. This is a deeply concerning decision for anyone who values open, free, and fair elections, particularly following numerous reported failures in the recent August 27th mayoral election, the Woods campaign attorney said today. So that's why David had to get out of here, because they're looking for a ruling in that.
Well, that's no problem. But the, you know, to tell y'all the reason, you know, I mean, the way you get a dishonest man to be a crooked man to be loyal to you, is you hire him, is what Joe Reed is, I mean, Stephen Reed has done. I mean, you know.
I sure don't like the situation with a disbarred lawyer overseeing that. That just, I'm sorry, that's a bad look.
Both of y'all know what all is going on at Alabama State. And when Alabama State has to run off Joe Reed, you know it's got to be bad. I mean,
I understand you're not the only person that's made that point. I agree with you. It's not a good
look. It's unbelievable. I mean, is Joe Reed going to be kept out of the voting the building tomorrow night? I mean, it's unbelievable how you know this lawyer is pulling tricks out of his ass to try to, you know, keep John Merrill and everybody else, David Woods and
well, hopefully we'll get a decision on this before the end of our show and we can pass it along. Thanks a lot for the call, Tommy. Here is James.
Hey, Greg, one thing that the people really better get on the ball and get out off their rear and go vote tomorrow for David Woods is they can expect a permanent increase in their taxes big time if Reed gets in.
I got news for you. If that happens, the one question, and I'm not saying this because I believe it. We had a listener who claimed they heard Reed make a comment about Montgomery being a sanctuary city.
Oh.
Which is not what we need. And I will lead the charge out of here. That's the last straw for Greg Budell.
Yes. I look for him to probably push, since he's Democrat, something like that, and also push for occupational tax, push for tax on services, increase the tax on property. He's going to find a way to increase every tax.
What do they need the money for?
He wants to so-called pay teachers more and set up special taxes for that. He thinks he can get education.
I don't think the problem with education is underpaid teachers. I think it's always good to pay the teachers a good, decent wage. But teachers need a little help in other areas, too. And I think waste is where you start finding that money.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree.
Thanks for the call.
that they have to get their own stuff, you know? I mean,
I know. Every year, we're, you know, stuff the bus.
And I thought that if you pay them a little bit more, don't you think better teachers would come?
Well, I think they all should make a decent wage. I guess my question is, the teachers don't work for the city of Montgomery. So does the city of Montgomery pay them any amount of money? I mean, aren't they part of the state employees? I mean,
who are they accountable to? Who evaluates?
I don't know. Montgomery's not over the school system, I don't think. I mean, maybe it's Montgomery County. I don't, you know. But the mayor keeps someone improve schools. They've all said that.
I'm sure David could have answered that question specifically. I am a hawk show toast, not a government expert.
Yeah.
Other than to know that government has proven itself incapable in so many different areas. Terry.
Yes. And if you'll recall, about 2 or 3 months ago, I asked you to run for mayor. That still stood until now. But anyway, do we really want him as a probate judge also? Don't we need to get him out of there because of the little shady deal he's going with?
Well,
he's doing?
Some of these choices and decisions about who to put in charge of overseeing an election and stuff, that's very concerning.
That's right. And he knows exactly what's going on. He's backing his man that he put in charge of that. So that tells me what kind of probate judge he is. You know, everybody kept saying he's never in the office. He's never in the office. Nobody can ever see it. You know, and another thing, too, it was earlier today, they were talking about he was a failed businessman, David Woods. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump, I guarantee you, has filed bankruptcy before.
Oh, yeah.
But look at him, a billionaire.
Hey, guess
you understand?
What?
I'd rather have a failed businessman that knows what the heck he's doing.
Yep.
Because he's already done the wrong thing. And now he knows, hey, we'll go this way, it's the right way. I know the way now.
No, that's why those laws are there.
That's right.
Because very often bankruptcy ultimately saves a business or allows somebody to... You need the relief. Sometimes it's temporary. I did Chapter 11. It bought me time.
Right.
So...
He may have failed, but he never gave up.
Well, he never missed a payroll.
That's the point.
You know what?
That's right.
We had to do it here. We had to do it here during the Great Recession of the end of the last decade. And it affected everybody. But we hung in there. And we're doing well now. Thanks for the call. Doug and Sharon, I need you to hang on. We got a traffic dungeon, local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back at 4:35 again. David Woods, I just got an email from Mark Cumby. The Woods for Mayor campaign filing a restraining order against the Montgomery Election Center for the decision to ban the public and campaign poll watchers. This breaking as Mr. Woods was sitting in our studio this afternoon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-85 and I-65 are moving along nice this afternoon. A little busy at the interchange. Boulevard, no issues there. Madison Avenue to Atlanta Highway outbound this afternoon is busy but moving along. Highway 31 to Prattville looks good. Highway 231 to Wetumpka looks busy but clear of accidents at this time. Don't forget there is a lot of traffic in front of Garrett Coliseum. The Alabama National Fair is in town. That's on Federal Drive here in Montgomery. Learn ballet and take classes at the Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There is so much to do at Festival Festival Plaza. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's mayoral runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three council seats have also moved to runoff elections. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a three-year-old girl was found dead in a pond this morning off Mitchell Creek Road in the Redland community. The sheriff tells us the girl's aunt says the child got out of her sight for 30 seconds, and when she turned around, the girl was gone. A bloodhound led authorities down a trail to the pond where the girl's body was found. Educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With that cool front moving through the state, the risk of showers will continue well into the evening hours before ending overnight tonight. We'll also hang on to a tiny rain chance behind the front tomorrow. You won't feel much of a difference tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, but then much more comfortable tomorrow. The highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Lows at night, though, in the low to mid 60s. In fact, I think even near 60 by Thursday night. It's going to be a nice change, and maybe another cold front at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
It is baseball playoff Monday, everybody, and one final already in the books. The Tampa Bay Devil Dogs came back and clobbered Houston this afternoon, so that series is now 2-1. The Braves just took the lead on the Cardinals. Lots of Braves fans here, so they're up 4-3. If they hang on to that lead, they will win that series and move on to the National League Championship.
And here's a partial score just in, 3.
Three. Yeah. All right, we'll update that as soon as we have a 4 or 5.
By the way, can
report.
I do just a quick shout out?
Of course.
There's a young woman who listens to you and loves you.
Oh.
Her name is Jennifer Davis Gibson. And Jennifer and her family are from my hometown. We're from the same little town up in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
They live over in Prattville. I'm from a little town called Grundy. It's it's a wide spot in the road now. It's a Walmart. Downtown's a Walmart. I'm serious. It's a Walmart. Jennifer listens to you, and I sent her a message today and told her I'd be on with you this afternoon.
Well, I'm Jennifer. Welcome.
Yeah, she really likes you.
I don't see how. He's
I've
awesome.
Tried to convert her away, but I mean, it's just she doesn't like you. But no, I think her mom and I were classmates in school, I believe.
Wow.
Back.
What's the name of that town you were from?
Grundy.
Grundy.
Oh, Grundy.
Grundy. It's southwestern Virginia, and it's coal mining.
Is that the song that was featured in the Grundy County Fair by Alan Jackson?
No, this we were the Buchanan County. It was actually Buchanan, I think. President Buchanan, but we all called it Buchanan. And so you could tell when somebody was from around there because they'd call it Buchanan. We knew they were foreigners at that
Just
point.
To catch everybody up, David Woods was in the studio with us and had to bolt because they had to file a temporary restraining order to have access so there could be some sunshine on this election tomorrow. And I'm sorry, but the way this is set up with the probate judge who oversees all this prohibiting people from observing and making sure it's just a clean election. That's all we're asking for here. I don't see that just, I'm sorry, that just stinks to high heaven. Hopefully that'll push a few people to get off their keisters and vote tomorrow. 31% in the primary.
It's
you
terrible.
Can't complain. Can't complain. Doug, you're on.
Yeah, I wanted to bring to the attention of your listeners that when the probate judge was on 9 to noon, they were talking about education. He said he wanted to add a line item, Greg, to the annual city budget, $15 million annually to MPS. And Joey Sign jumped on the keyboard. He said, this current year budget is $250. That's a 6% increase. Where's that going to come from? He said, well, a lot of it will come from occupational tax. So, Montgomery, you need to listen. A Democrat will drown a problem with money, and that problem will eat that money, and it will grow.
You are correct. In that regard, absolutely. The solutions that are needed for schools and other problems here have nothing to do with money. Got to let the police do their job. Got to let, I saw a quote from Mr. Reed on one of his campaign flyers that said we can't arrest our way out of the problem. I disagree. People, it's simple common sense. People are not going to commit a crime if they think they're not going to get away with it because nobody wants to go to prison. And you know what? Phoenix solved that problem by putting Joe Arpaio in charge of their sheriff, in charge of their system, their prison system, and he did it on the cheap. It's Tent City. He made it a place that nobody would want to come back to. And it worked. So
you're exactly right, Greg. You can arrest your way out of crime, like you said. It's been proven before in the past.
I don't give a damn who it is if we cannot be letting criminals out to make room for more criminals. We need to make room for all of them. They either choose to live and play by the rules, or they can sit and rot for all I care. Thanks for the call. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Greg. I wanted to weigh in on the school problem, too.
Sure.
I agree that half the problem is teacher salary. My brother-in-law, George, was a teacher, so I know what he spent every year just to go back to school.
Right.
The other part of the problem, in my opinion, is tenure. Teachers have zero accountability. They answer to nobody, and they can never, ever, ever lose their job.
You know, when we had that, when the Lee High School students reached out to us a number of years ago to tell us, you know, and I've heard it, you know, how teenagers can be, my teacher's stupid. But when I heard specific examples, there were teachers who couldn't make a sentence.
You're right.
Could not express themselves. How does that happen? I mean,
The teachers' union.
Yeah,
pulled that one off.
And not long ago, there was an article about teachers currently serving time who are still getting paid.
I've personally witnessed that over the years. My 50 years in Montgomery, I've seen teachers that truly should not be teaching. They should be out of there. They were terrible teachers. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some wonderful teachers. Our kids had some of the greatest teachers in public school here in Montgomery when they were coming through. They were phenomenal. But I know of instances, and there's no reason. If you're not doing the job, then you ought to be out of there.
I agree. I have a dear friend that just went back and got her master's degree because more than anything, she wanted to be a school teacher. So she went and got her master's degree. She got her time at the school, her probation time, whatever it was, at Brew Tech, which is an awesome school. And she turned it down. She was hired almost immediately, and she said nothing could make me be a school teacher in the way that things are being run right now.
Sharon,
and so she went back to work for the state.
I appreciate the insights and the anecdote, and I thank you, but we're out of time. You want good people, whether it's in the private sector or public, you got to pay a competitive wage. I mean, that's how they got me here.
Yes.
Thanks. Fox Business, and then we're back.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase Saturday, October 12th. Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks closing lower ahead of a fresh round of high-level tariff negotiations between the U.S. and China that are slated to begin later this week, with the Dow falling 96 points, the Nasdaq down 26, S&P 500 down 13. And an industrial conglomerate is pulling the plug on its pension plans. General Electric is freezing pensions for 20,000 employees and offering pension buyouts to 100,000 former staffers. GE's profits have evaporated in recent years, prompting the company to slash its dividend and for its chief executive to look for ways to pare its debts. And Kroger is the latest retailer to stop the sale of e-cigarettes at its stores and fuel centers. The move comes a month after Walmart said it would halt the sale of e-cigarettes and electronic nicotine delivery products. The rise of young e-cigarette users in the States, along with a series of severe lung illnesses and some deaths tied to vaping, have triggered a backlash and heightened regulatory scrutiny. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine. I'll be your fitness bee if you beck and call.
That's the Grundy County Fair by John Michael Montgomery. That song came out while I was actually in the one country. That was a good country jock, too. It was a good time to be in, mid-90s.
I did some country radio early in my career. But, you know, back in early, you know, country stations were a lot of times just a little hole-in-the-wall stations
right.
way back.
That's where I came from.
And later, you know, they, of course, became very mainstream and very popular. But my little hometown station, we played country, and I moved from there to Maryville, Tennessee, the worst radio station on the face of the earth. I mean, I was trying to get close to Knoxville because I was going to go to school. And
couldn't have been the worst. That was the station I went to work for when I moved from Chicago to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Well, it was. We had to do all of our... We had to record the commercials, and we had to do it. And you'll know what I'm talking about here. But through the audition channel of the board while we were running our show...
Oh, gosh.
That must have been fun. Can you imagine me doing that? I would have had two things or three
things. So while we're doing the show and records are playing, we're doing it through what's called the audition channel into a recorder. And if you've got to turn the recorder off on your control board, then as you're recording, it's coming back through over the music, and you didn't know it. But
let me demonstrate for the listeners. This is my voice coming through the program channel. This is my voice coming through the audition channel.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, I put the wrong button now. This is my voice when the audition channel. Now, on another channel, I can be heard just fine. But I have to put this button down to be heard. That's what.
Well, as I say, it's a little difficult to understand. But, and there were many other things about it. Lightning had hit the station the day I showed up. And about half everything in the control room was. I stayed like a week. And I got my first paycheck, and I got my stuff and left.
See that light fixture right above your head there?
Yeah.
It was right above you. That fixture is where the lightning struck this building.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Only 2 minutes after I said, wouldn't it be weird if we got hit by lightning?
There you go. I was getting ready to go on the air one morning over on Norman Bridge Road, and I was working there, and the news guy was on the air, and we were in a lightning storm. And all of a sudden, boom, and I see him grab his arm. And he was such a pro, he never missed a beat.
Wow.
I mean, it came back through the equipment and hit him pretty hard. He just kept reading the news.
Was that Hank?
That was Blake Scott. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know. That was way before Hank. If it hit Hank, he would just say, that would have been it for him.
The only other time we had a close encounter with lightning, I think I was recording a show, and our building got hit, and... all of our phone lines turned blue.
Mm-hmm.
The electricity, it has to go somewhere. So it fried the whole phone system. I had to put a brand new system in. But I didn't feel any shock or buzz or anything like that. But Joey said he saw my skeleton when the lightning struck above the building.
Lit up.
And it had to get through a little fat to be able to see the skeleton.
Well, you know, Rusty, I don't know if he ever told you his story.
Rusty's told me so many stories.
He was at home one afternoon. And he said he was taking a nap, and he says, Chris, I'm always all natural when I do that. And he got up, he heard the storm, and he walked to the door, and he said the next thing he knew, he was halfway across the room on his back. He got hit. He was at his house.
Oh, wow.
And... But he said, you know, but he was talking. Chris Rusty always had a great spin.
Yeah.
The first story he ever told me that when he called the radio station and, you know, he became part of our morning show, this is our buddy Rusty Aldridge.
Yes.
And it was about a snake in the garden, and his wife thought it was a snake skin. It turned out to be a snake. She's running and screaming. He comes out with a shotgun, and the neighbors thinks he's trying to kill his wife, you know. And Rusty has a way of spinning a story. Mm-hmm. And then he said... I said, well, what happened to the snake? He said, well, I think I was standing above him, and I'd thrown on my house coat, and again, I'm on natural. And he said, I don't know if I shot him with a gun or if he looked up under my house coat and died laughing. So it's a typical Rusty story, but he got hit by lightning.
It is 4:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll take another look at traffic and Michael. Oh, you say he called.
He called.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about Michael.
Woo-hoo.
Good for you, Michael. He is now eligible to win the $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings, and we have one more name left, and we'll announce that right after 5 o'clock. Larry Stevens, Seth Spotlow, Rosie in the house. David Woods was here, got called away because this court action they have taken, and I certainly hope they succeed, and I hope somebody from David's campaign will let us know that they prevail, because right now, the way this is set up, no election should be... question in terms of access, participation, poll watching. We need that. We need to be, you know, it's ironic, isn't it, that all we heard from Hildebeest and everybody else in 2016 was, Trump, you better accept the outcome of this election. And blah, blah, blah. Well, it didn't work out that way, did it? Who's the ones that are doing everything within their power to overturn the 2016 election? That's all they've done since the day he took office. And it's very, it's sickening. It really is. So we need sunshine. We need transparency. And Mr. Reed, I hope, why do we have to go to court? Why can't you just change it since that's under your jurisdiction? Sunshine, be much appreciated. And you'll be able to launch your, if you win, your mayoral time without a cloud hanging over your head. Georgia Floors Direct has been here as almost as long as Larry Stevens has. 1969, when Eastern Bypass was exactly that, a road that took you around the city of Montgomery, Dick McAdam stood there and said, you know what, this is going to be the center of town in the not-too-distant future, so we'll build our warehouse here. We'll bring in first-rate types of flooring from all around the country, and we'll give people a chance to buy at a wholesale price, popular flooring styles, and then we'll build a team of installers that will give our customers the kind of installation that they will be proud of and guarantee their satisfaction. And they haven't tampered with that formula. It's still a huge warehouse, still chock full. And now, man, they've absorbed the inventory from a flooring business that was closing. So they have hundreds of room rentals right now. If you want to redo a room, this is the time to go. Pennies on the dollar per yard at Georgia Floors Direct. See Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers, 1965 Eastern Boulevard across from Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct. 4:58, traffic, Fox News. Larry Stevens in the house, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update for you this afternoon. We have an accident, Clay and Holt Street downtown. This is going to be right at the ramp to I-65. If you're coming out of downtown Clay and Holt Street, we have an accident right there. Other than that, everything's moving pretty well. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway out of downtown, busy but moving, as well as the Boulevard. A lot of traffic there, but no accidents to report at this moment. Don't forget, it's busy in front of Garrett Coliseum. The Alabama National Fair is in town. 231 to Wetumpka looking good, as well as 31 to Prattville. It don't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Just stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and just browse, talk, no pressure at all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Our thanks to Larry Stevens for coming by this Monday afternoon. Time went by fast, man.
I know. I was checking all the news sources on my phone to see if anything had transpired with this TRO, but nothing's been reported so far, so...
And if anybody from the Woods campaign gets news on this, please call and notify us, because I think this is significant. This has to happen. If not, that election tomorrow, it'll be a hold your nose, because you just don't know. Sorry. There's just something about animal videos that's very distracting. So, Larry, thank you, man.
Listen, I enjoyed it.
Come